Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back to another episode of The Juice. I'm your host, Solomon Giorgio, comedian, writer, and distant cousin to the Loch Ness Monster. Today, we have not one, but two lovely guests, and let me tell you, they are a force. They've been writing for the NAACP award-winning, Emmy-nominated HBO comedy series Insecure. They co-host the immensely popular podcast The Antidote from American Public Media. Let's give a big, juicy welcome to Grace Edwards and Amy Aniobi. For those of you who don't know, both of you guys are, first of all, amazing writers already, and now you're allowed to... release information about you directing?
You can, because I'm doing it. Starting tomorrow. Tomorrow is my first day of prep. If they fire me, well then, this yeah, episode can go to the archives.
But this, Survival of the... The last TV show that I wrote for is Michelle Buteau's Survival of the Thickest. And that is when me and Grace met. And now Amy will be directing a couple episodes, is that correct?
Block 3, 105 and 106. Stay tuned.
Yes. So stay tuned for that in the future. It's going to be probably the best comedy of 2023, as far as I'm concerned.
I genuinely believe that. Yeah, I do.
I don't doubt it for a single part of mine.
Yeah, people were looking at me like, what are you doing? What's going on? I clapped at the end of one episode. I was like, I look full nuts clapping at my iPad.
Because you know what's cool about it? You know, and I mean, I know it's a little tangent, but what's cool about it, not only is Michelle and a genius, we cast the fuck out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a comedy with a capital C. Like, it is not... You know, there's definitely some moving moments in it, but it's meant to be funny, which, you know, when I started out writing comedy, everything was funny. But now, you know, a lot of things are really dark. So, you know, we live in a dark world and, you know, that's kind of what our podcast is about. Like that we want to bring light to people and, you know, in the midst of the dark world. So I really feel like Survival will do that next year. And I'm really excited for people to see it.
Yeah. And now, so you guys have your own podcast on top of that, on top of working with each other before in the past. When did you two first meet?
Well,
we're not really sure.
Steve, we're not sure. Yeah. It's so
it's like we've always known each other.
Because it's sort of like, we don't know the origin story. Like, we're such close friends now, but genuinely, I do not remember. I feel like it was probably between, like, through Nicole Byer.
I think it was a brunch in LA that Nicole Byer threw, and we were both at this brunch, but...
Oh, so you were drunk. Yeah, that's fine. You can't remember. That's impossible to remember.
But I, like, don't remember. We also met in New York at Soho House that one time when my friend Jasmine had an event. We both spoke at the event. And I was like, was that where we met?
No, but you knew me before because you asked me to speak at the event.
I did.
So you're probably Facebook friends before?
Yeah. Back when Facebook was a thing. Stop saying how old we are.
I will say
Facebook.
I'm so sorry.
No, we were TikTok friends.
TikTok? You met on TikTok?
We're goats. Come on. Just like... Mm-hmm. Just turned 25, so we can run a
lies
car now.
Lies and fallacies. They met on Friendster.
This podcast is about gossip. I'm gossiping. I'm starting the rumor that I'm 25.
Well, whenever it happened, it was love at first sight. That part I know for sure.
And then I do remember, like, the first time I remember clicking, like, oh, this is a girl that I really fuck with, is, like, I remember We went to Salt and Cure.
Salt and Cure. I like you separating. That was very Black of you.
Yeah, Barnes and Noble.
Salt and Cure. Well, those are two separate words,
House
motherfuckers.
Why? Just like
you know, the salt where they put the salt on and the cure thing. But I remember we had like this, like really lovely drinks or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember her saying just like the most bad bitch thing ever. She was just kind of like, "Yeah, I'm just really good at what I do," and I was like, "You know what? I fuck with that.
I fuck with that energy.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? I was just like
manifesting.
I need some of that in my life. So I was just like, yeah, I need to hang out with Amy more.
And then and then you came and worked on Insecure, and then we hung out constantly.
Yeah. That's when it like really like solidified. It was like Jello. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just like gelatinous together.
It was liquid.
Because we would go on these lot walks. We used to walk the lot.
This is pre-pandemic, like when we.
Oh,
used to,
yeah. The only option you had to do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember that. Just I guess we just can walk around outside.
Yeah. Aimlessly, with no purpose, not fast enough for it to be exercise, but not slow enough that you don't sweat.
But yeah, but I'm just saying, a lot of gossip happened on those walks. We have a lot of.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah.
Amy, you're Texas?
Yeah. I'm originally from North Texas, Dallas area.
I love just North Texas, Dallas area. That's the first time I've ever heard North Texas. Like, it is separate from South.
I don't even know why I said it like that. Yeah. But I'm from DFW. DFW, down for whatever.
We're different.
DFW. Oh, shit.
France.
Texas is big as hell, though.
It's big.
I've learned that. I've went on tour before, and the way it took us, like, hours on hours to get to places, I was like, why the fuck are they?
Why?
It's too much.
Too much land.
And then I know Grace, you grew up in Michigan for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, I grew up in the Detroit area, in a suburb of Detroit called Southfield.
I can't verify it, but every time I've heard somebody say the Seattle area and they name a city, and I'm like, that is not in the Seattle area.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't claim Detroit, because it was a very different experience growing up the way I grew up in.
Was it fancy outside of there?
I won't say fancy. I mean, it was like a suburb. It was a suburb. Mm-hmm. So it was like solidly middle class. You know, my high school had a tennis court and shit. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, I don't think you know what fancy means.
That's fancy. Wait.
We did have a television studio as well.
My high school had a television studio.
We did have a TV studio.
But it did not have tennis courts. It stopped there. We had a full football stadium.
We had tennis courts and we had a radio station at my high school.
Yeah. We had a radio station and a Black Box theater. That was kind of cool.
I think we just went to really great high schools. So everybody that's listening, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it sounds like our high school experiences were top notch.
Was your high school poor? No.
But I know you guys. I know you guys came in with gossip to share, and I definitely I don't want to pick who goes first. Whoever feels it in their heart.
Amy, you go first.
To give the front line.
Okay. Well, I'll share a little piece of gossip from my Catholic ass town. My town was really like split into threes religion wise. There was like Jesus Christ, Latter-day Saints, Catholics, and Baptists.
Damn.
And the Baptists were very like full of themselves.
It's very
like,
three intense groups.
It was extremely intense.
I'm just like, y'all didn't have no Episcopalians?
There were some Episcopalians, a smattering of you. Yeah. Like, there were some outskirts, you know, a few little Jewish people, you know.
A lot of people coming up to doors going, have you heard of Jesus?
And like, yes! Literally, yes. But this town, the three biggest churches were those. And in the 90s, there was this movement to make Catholic churches like charismatic because they're like Catholicism is getting very boring and it's losing younger people. So my church became a charismatic Catholic church, which meant that a dude played guitar and white people clapped on the ones and threes. So I had to join the choir because they could not keep rhythm and they kept on being like, Felix, your daughter should join the choir. So I led the clapping. But at any rate, the gossip.
Oh my God.
They're like, she's so good at singing and clapping. But the gossip that came out. Yes, you can find a beat. Literally every single song. The guy that they hired, like, wanted to be, you know, like DC Talk, like all of these, like Creed, like these big Christian rock bands. He really wanted to do that, but he had gotten married and had five kids because, again, natural family planning, Catholicism. And there was a time where this girl joined our choir. I'm going to change her name. I'm going to call her Kayla. That's not her name, but I'm going to call her Kayla. But Kayla joined the choir, and Kayla could not sing very well. And I kept wondering why Kayla was in the charismatic choir when she was whispering in the back. It was very odd. And then literally our youth minister, I can't remember his name. We're going to call him Jeff. No, I hate the name Jeff. Is it Joey? Joey.
What did a Jeff do to you?
I'll tell you later. I've known a few Jeffs that are subpar. So anyway, Joey. Yes. Joey. Love Jeff with a G. Why are you spelling it that way? But Joey would be like, oh, I have to work on Kayla's voice like after lessons or whatever. Damn, and we're like, yeah, you better work on Kayla's voice because she sounds like shit. Fast forward to, there's a gossip rumor going around that Joey and his wife are getting divorced. And again, Catholics don't get divorced. And they're like, what's going on? And it's like, his wife is sleeping at a friend's house. His wife is not home. The boys are not with him. The boys have gone to the wife's sisters. And everyone's like, what's going on? What's going on? Turns out, I don't find this out until after graduation, but Kayla and Joey were working on more than her voice. He had a full affair with a high school girl. Because she was 17. We were like juniors in high school. So she was like 16, 17.
Oh my God. And all she got was in the choir?
She was terrible.
You better like, get an apartment.
That's like, all you what? Got?
It was literally the saddest shit ever. But guess what? There's kind of a weird, I guess, happy ending to this. I don't know what happened to Joey's wife. But Kayla and Joey, because it's Catholic, like Texas, and the parents were like, you have to marry her. Like, you can't do this to our daughter. Like, you can't just leave her. And and then she got pregnant and they're like, close it up, Joey. So he did marry her and they're still together and they have 5 kids. This man has 10 kids, 5 from the first wife, 5 from the second.
Damn. Wow. What I'm hearing is that he groomed her.
I mean,
it's giving Woody Allen. It's giving.
Not that bad. She was 17. It's not that bad. I mean, it's not great. She was a full child. Your brain's not done for me until you're like 25. But I will say that after graduation, then once she turned 18, it was like, this is my boyfriend. And we're all like, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. That's the charismatic youth minister. We're like, that's the dude who claps at the concerts at church.
They still went to the church after they didn't
Well, they didn't for a while, but then they got married in the church. So basically the priest was like, you cannot come here anymore.
There's
so
always a workaround. There's always
and then they were like, we're getting married.
You just make a promise to Jesus and you can
They did.
How's partner number one doing? The ex, is she?
No idea. I have no clue what happened to her, but she's somewhere nearby because this guy's got 10 kids. He's got so many kids.
That's so she's got somewhere. A good job. He got a. That's a.
Oh, and they're all boys. They're all boys. Of them? Yeah.
10 boys.
I'm like,
take
what
them
the
out.
Fuck?
Dissecting like, that motherfucker. We do not need more men like that in this world.
Nip, You better get a vasectomy. You can't bring in more men into this world.
I was like, this is atrocious.
So that's like 9 Supreme Court justices ready to go right there. We can't have
9 Brett Kavanaugh's. I literally, last I heard, he was selling like some sort of like, you know, pyramid scheme, trying to make money to pay babies.
Yeah,
he started a lawn care company called like, well, I'm going to change the name, Joey and Sons. And it was him and all 10 of his kids. Like mowing
Joey
lawns.
And 15 sons.
Well, 10 sons is a pyramid scheme, isn't it?
Oh, damn.
It was like
kids.
The most salacious gossip in my town because then the Baptists were like, have you heard about what happened at the church?
And you're getting dragged like, by the Baptist.
Yes. It was so dark.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what? That was.
That's good.
Well, okay, Grace, it's your turn.
Okay. So this is about a friend and her boyfriend. Ooh. Okay. You know, I'll change details, but I have the sign off to tell this story. Okay. This friend had just like a really sweet boyfriend, and that boyfriend and her would just be up under each other. Like they both lived in studio apartments in New York, and like her therapist had to like be like, yo, sometimes you have to spend some time apart because this boy was always up under her all the time or whatever. I went to grad school with her.
Okay. Just would not get off her back.
Anyway, one day she comes to me just upset, like fucking upset as fuck. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I got this Facebook message again, old. So got this Facebook message from this girl saying that my boyfriend is about to have sex with her friend. And so
I was just like,
let me see this message. So yeah, it was like a Facebook message. And it was just like, so I just wanted to let you know that your boyfriend is going to have sex with my friend. They've already planned it. Okay. They're going to go and they're supposed to have sex or whatever.
Pre-planning sex. What a time.
Yeah, what? I'm like, they're like, you ready to cheat? Yeah, let's do it next Saturday.
And so I just thought that you should know because that's your boyfriend. And so at the time, this girl's boyfriend was like at like a little retreat or whatever. Like, you know, sometimes like the school would like take us on writing retreats or whatever. So I was like, are you going to call him at the retreat? And then she's like, no, I'm going to wait till he comes back. And then I was confronting him. I was like, girl, like you have to call me right. And so, so supposedly she confronted him. And he denied it all. He's like, literally, when would it happen? Like, I'm always with you. And I can honestly say,
I live in your house.
Listen, a dick can find a way to cheat no matter what. But I was just like, and this dude was just like so sweet, like literally like Urkel, like an Urkel type presence. And so like he was so upset that she would believe this. And then she was kind of like, why the fuck would somebody send me this letter or whatever if like it wasn't true or whatever? So it was very, very confusing. And, you know, they broke up for a minute and then he kept like sending her like physical letters in the mail being like, I promise I didn't do this shit, right?
Okay.
But then the story gets a little bit more complex because the same girl that said, your boyfriend is about to cheat with my friend, hit her up again and said, did you guys break up yet?
Wait, what?
So that's where the fuck she fucked up, right? Because my friend believed that shit until she was like, but did you break up with him yet?
Wait, what?
But then she's trying to manipulate the situation.
And then when she told me that, I was like, let's investigate this hoe. So we like went and she had no friends on Facebook.
Oh, that's not a real person.
So it was clearly she made this profile just to tell my friend this. Then she hit my friend up again, like, if it were my boyfriend, I would break up with him or whatever because he was about to sleep with my friend or whatever.
Girl, you're too invested. So,
also about to don't mean nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. So we came to the conclusion that this is obviously some girl that had a crush on my friend's boyfriend and made up this story in order to get her to break up with him. But she got back together with him. They stayed together for a couple years after that. But yeah, it was like so confusing, but it was very juicy while it was happening. Because it felt like
a weird thing to do to somebody. Like
I know.
Also, who are you mad at? Like, were you trying to get this man, or did you just not want this woman to be happy? Like,
it could be either. It could be either.
Why would you do this?
Yeah, but
you're New York.
Just walk outside, find another goddamn man.
Literally dicks on every corner. But like I was like, but
this
it was
man or
it
bust.
Was,
it,
like if this happened in LA, I'd be like, well, let me hear her out.
Yeah, exactly. The 405 is nothing but a wall.
It's so difficult to
understand. If you need a man in your area.
It was wild. But it was like, yeah. And so this girl almost succeeded in breaking up my friend's relationship.
Damn.
Because
where's this girl now? You don't know because she was a fake identity online.
Yeah.
She was fake.
Yeah. No, literally had two friends on Facebook or whatever.
No, we'll never
Why would you even believe that person.
I know. But the thing is that we are conditioned as women to like, if somebody says your man is cheating, you got to believe that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was hyping her up. I was amping her up. I was just like, yeah, fuck him. I don't know when he had the time to go.
That don't make no sense. But,
yeah.
But he was finna do it or whatever, girl. You need to. And then after just a little bit of investigation, we're like, oh, this is clearly... Yeah. Somebody that's trying to break y'all up for whatever reason.
Yeah, I think for me, you should always doubt anybody that says you're almost going to do something. Like, it's like, you know, yeah. I'm almost going to cheat on anybody I'm dating with Chris Hemsworth.
Literally.
The issue is.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost.
Boris Kojo, come along. I'm cheating on whoever I am with. Yes.
But the issue is.
You can use this as evidence in the divorce. Yes, I did that shit.
I tried.
So hard. That was like a wild story, but it was kind of like during while it was happening, it felt like very like
high intensity.
Juicy. Oh.
In your 20s? Yeah. That is very juicy. Yes. That is delectable. That's I remember the yeah. No, anything that happened to me in my 20s, that was even slightly dramatic.
And it was like early social media. Like now I'm sure there's much more complex scams going on online. But at the time I was just like, why would she lie?
Well, you know what? You both came in with probably the most solid gossip I've gotten in the
event. Damn. To please, Solomon.
Thank you. But now we get to be judges of gossip because we're going to move into the mailbag.
It is mailbag time.
Beautiful. So I'm going to read off the submissions and we're going to give it a rating. Dry being boring. Why'd you even type words for this? Moist being just the middle of the road. Just tantalizing. A little quench. And then fully juiced. Drenched. Fully juiced, salacious, delightful. You want more. Goodness. It's perfect in every way.
Okay.
But here's the first submission.
Okay. Awesome.
My husband and I take care of his grandmother. She's getting much older now, and with aging comes forgetting some things and sort of losing one's mind. So one day I was cleaning her belongings and I found a couple of bags filled with letters. There were names I've never heard of and all different male names. She's divorced now, but during the time of these letters, she was married. The letters were from a priest, a sailor, and a neighbor. Whoa. Turns out that while her husband was off at war, World War I, she has some side pieces to entertain herself with. Why the priest? She said because he was dying. Why the sailor? Because her husband wasn't in the Navy. Why her neighbor? Because it was like going out for fast food. To be honest, my husband's grandmother still want to hoe out, but alas, her strength says she ain't what she used to be.
Might bust a hip.
That's my fully juiced.
That is fully juiced.
I love how the neighbor was fast food. Like, it's a 5-minute delivery. That's why I'm gonna fuck the neighbor.
Exactly.
Bitch, they didn't even have the pill back then. She was risking it all.
Wait. I actually am gonna step back on my juice. I'm gonna call it moist. I'm gonna say it's moist because the husband isn't suspecting anything. Right now it's just a secret between two ladies.
I know, but for me, why I would give it fully juice is because of the time period and the letter format. Because it wasn't like this is discovered is secondhand.
Yeah.
She kept the letters. If he gave one fuck, if he ever like looked through a drawer.
It's for me.
Is my dad?
For me, like, it's between moist and fully juiced because, like, I want to read the damn letters now.
I want to read every single last one of them.
Because letters.
It had to have some scandalous details in it. Because, like, if this person could guess that the woman cheated, then
you know, old-timey letters.
Nothings in those letters.
I feel like sometimes my listeners definitely want some, like they have a little bit of brevity with their submissions. And I just want to let them know out there, the more details, the happier I'll be. Let us do the editing.
Hey, listener.
Throw in as much stuff in as possible.
That sent this letter. You could email Solomon and me and Amy.
We're in them letters.
You could just do a quick scan of the letter. You know, you got scanners on the phone.
Put together a documentary
Actually, could you film it?
Yes.
And just sit her down and be like, how was that? And she'd be like, oh, yeah. Girl, let me tell you something.
Let me tell you a story.
Let me tell you a story.
Oh, I love this woman. She's everything to me.
Yes. I like an old school like hoe. I love it.
Solid old school hoe. And you keep track of everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, kept that letter. Like, she's like, I don't give a fuck. Who knows? You know?
Well, it's like, yeah. It's like, you ain't going to find, you're not in the Navy, man. You ain't going to find this sailor.
You ain't going to tell my husband.
And a priest also, too. A priest.
But she said that he was dying. I'm like, what the fuck
that's
is
so
going
on? What is this priest
dying
right
of? I need to know what this priest was dying of. Because if
that's
it's some
the
weird
Fleabag
disease.
Season two pre-creel.
Exactly. That's where she got the idea.
But we have another submission. So this is a short one. My friend is an editor at a local news station. I live for his texts of local newsroom drama. Mm-hmm. Currently, there are desk reporters dueling over the sports guy who has two kids the same age that are not twins and is battling a DUI charge.
Whoa.
That's
why are they dueling over a fucking, like, loser?
Listen, this is what my mother always says. She's just like, if a man got on pants or whatever, it's like two cockroaches fighting over empty matchbox. Like, if a man, there's always two hoes fighting over some man, regardless.
It's not even the DUI that makes him a loser. Lots of people have DUIs. It's not even the two kids that make him a loser. Lots of people have two kids that ain't the same age. It's all together, plus it's at work, plus it's two women he works with. I'm like, this man is messy as fuck.
You got a good job. You're gonna ruin your job for this trifling ass man. They have an opportunity to become a team to take this down.
They could. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could take him down. It could be a real...
And that's things like, never compete against each other. I think that's what we should ever definitely... If you find yourself competing over a man, stop.
Don't.
Stop.
Get together.
Take him down.
Even if he's done nothing wrong, just still take him down. Just the audacity for having him, for allowing y'all to fight over him.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, this feels dry to me.
I'm just like, no, I think it's like, for me, it's definitely moist.
It's moist.
I just feel bad for the people involved.
I do too. I feel bad for these women and their self-esteem.
Yeah,
I'm like, ladies,
doing this?
care about you more.
So tell your friend who's an editor at the local news station. Mm-hmm. This is great drama, but
yes.
If these women ever need any support of any kind, we're here for them at the Juice.
We're here for them. Yeah. I'm just going to be like, girl, stop.
I got one word for you. No.
Just do the full Joey from the cut it out. Like, what if I
cut it out?
Sorry, I didn't.
You got it, dude.
You got it.
That's right. We have Facebook.
That's the mailbag. Thank you so much for sending in your mail. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with the Juice Line.
If you're on a GLP-1, you're probably loving the results. You look good. But how do you feel? How about the stomach issues? Loss of muscle mass? Lacking energy? All of those side effects can take a toll. So now what? The answer is GNC. We have solutions that can help address those side effects and make sure you don't get knocked off your path. Because when it comes to living healthy, we're all about it. And that includes keeping you going on your GLP-1 journey. GNC.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to The Juice. I'm here with the Dream Team, Grace Edwards and Amy Aniobi. All right, now's the time in our show when we go to the phone. We call it The Juice Line, and I'm hearing from our board operator that today's caller is Carly. Let's patch her in.
Please hold. Thank you.
Oh, it's live?
Oh, it's live.
Oh, snap, you're gonna talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. This is so exciting.
No, this is great.
Why am I acting like I never seen your podcast?
And
I haven't listened to it.
Oh, we're here with Carly. Hi, Carly.
Hi, Carly.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate that. And obviously, you have a piece of gossip, and you know, that's the only thing I eat. So,
yeah. Yeah. So this took place when I was in high school. I grew up in kind of a small city, mm-hmm. and the downtown was sort of a dead ghost zone like for a while. So they did this thing where they were giving businesses a year free rent to sort of like revitalize it. And yeah. So one of the things that opened up that was really cool was a comic book store. And I was in high school and I had some like nerdy friends. So like, it was really exciting that the comic book store opened.
You know, comic books are very popular. I don't know why people call them nerds, but okay.
Literally extremely popular.
It was insane. we would go there and like, and they were nerds, but they were also stoners. And there was some gossip that was going around that I heard from my friends that the owner of the comic book store was also a weed dealer. And that if you ordered a certain copy of like Green Lantern, it was like code for wanting to buy weed. And none of my friends were, I don't think, brave enough to try it. So I actually don't know if he was a weed dealer, but I do know that he was a cocaine dealer.
This took a turn.
Okay. I was just like, okay, you know, so an early dispensary he was.
How do you know about that?
So the reason I know that is because he was my cousin's wife's cocaine dealer, who she was also having an affair with.
What? just
the twists and turns.
Carly, this is a world that we were...
Wait. So she was like high as a kite and fucking around.
I guess so, yeah. My family was pretty close and I was the youngest. So I just kind of got to like tag along with all the adults when stuff was happening. So I got to be there when all this went down. And like the way we found out is because she was using a mutual friend of another cousin as like her excuse. Like she was like, oh, I'm hanging out with this friend. And this friend knew that she was the cover story. So she eventually started to feel bad about it and told my other cousin.
Who
told the rest of the family.
Snitch.
Oh my God, that's a cousin cover story catastrophe.
So we all kind of rallied around my cousin and like she left him and was dating this guy for a while. But then eventually they got back together and cut off the rest of the family because apparently we were all like the toxic ones.
So they blamed you because she was sleeping with her coke dealer?
Shooting the messenger. Was the always toxic shooting ones? The messenger.
I don't understand.
I don't know how that all happened, but it was like, we were all kind of cut off for a while and they're still together. But I think they've mended some of those relationships.
Well,
with or without coke involved.
Hopefully.
I was kind of on her side for a minute because I was just
Why?
Listen, you're getting free cocaine.
And comic books.
You're getting sex. You're getting comic books.
Wait.
And I was just like, you know what? But it's messed up that you're cheating on your man, but whatever. But then now you cut your family off. That's not cool.
But if it's a small town situation and a comic book store opens, it's like, look, I'm here to revitalize the city. And then cocaine shows up.
I'm sorry, but it's giving cartel to me.
Cocaine was already there.
She's like, no. The cocaine.
There was plenty of it.
But what a weird, oh my God.
That was a twist because it's like everyone's up here being like Green Lantern. And he's like, no.
Yeah, so I don't actually know if he was a cocaine dealer. He very well might have been doing both, but.
I mean, I believe it.
What a weird.
He was selling coke. I mean, weed is like kid stuff.
Yeah, like hopefully he was selling weed. We can't just stick to one market.
Diversify. Revitalize the city. I'm like, be an entrepreneur.
You know,
downtown
is
changing and we need you to have a check.
They probably cut all you guys off because of the shame. Because then everybody knew their business and they knew that they still wanted to be together. So it's just like, we have to like cut off anyone who will ever mention.
Judge us. They can see judgment in your eyes and they're like, we don't need that.
Yeah. And there was some other problem. Like I was going to say they were dramatic, but I'm sure the cocaine didn't help all those SNL situations.
They were not dramatic. They were fueled by cocaine.
Drag them. Take them out. You have every right to.
But they're back in the family now? It got like resolved?
Yeah, this was like 10 years ago. So
okay,
it's been a slow mending process.
Is that comic book shop still open?
Where
can you send me the address afterwards?
They got their year free rent and it didn't really keep
going. Then they closed. They're like a Halloween store, in and out.
Yeah. It was a cocaine dispensary.
I'm just saying, if it's somewhere around, just let me know.
Yeah, where can I go?
If it's near the But Carly, that was, oh my God, that's
great. That was great.
It just started off with the high school hijinks and now we're here.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, weed dealer. Okay, what? Cocaine? What?
Cousins.
Thank you so much. That was fantastic.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I appreciate you for calling in.
Thank you, Carly.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
That was good. Wow. That was really good.
That was juicy.
That's great storytelling on her part, though. That was like, she was like,
you know,
she really like spooled that out like thread.
He was like, I don't know if he was selling weed, but he did sell cocaine.
And then the delivery, the delivery was so calm that I was just like, oh, okay, where's this going?
She like
she's taking us on a gentle rolling hill of a journey. Mm-hmm. But then it was a mountain.
He was fucking my cousin's wife.
Yeah. It was, and also the most unassuming. She just was like, you don't, I have secrets you wouldn't believe. And I'm like, yes, thank you. I expected none of the thing you said.
Cocaine.
Well, damn. Grace, Amy, you two are amazing and a blessing. And I'm glad that we get to be successful in this industry together.
Thank you, boo.
May we thrive forever. I
may
love both of you.
Forever. Love you too.
Love you too. Have a beautiful night.
Thanks so much to the very funny, charismatic, and wonderful and delightful Grace Edwards and Amy Aniobi for joining me on today's episode. Be sure to check out their podcast, The Antidote, from American Public Media for a good dose of joy. And as always, if you want to tell your story on The Juice, send them in by visiting teamcoco.com/heyjuice. Also remember to rate and review in Apple Podcasts. Give us all those stars because it does make a difference and you know I'll appreciate it. The Juice is produced by Nick Liao, Jen Samples, and Lisa Berm. Executive producers are Jeff Ross, Adam Sachs, and Joanna Solotaroff. Engineering and mixing by Joanna Samuel. Music by Eduardo Perez. Booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Maddie Ogden. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, have a juicy day.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.